Yesterday, the California State Water Resources Control Board issued a report card of sorts on water usage. It's good. It shows Californians really boosted conservation in April after mandated targets were announced. Overall usage dropped statewide 13% over 2 years ago. But people have a long way to go. And across the state, residents are turning to citizen activists for help. Here in San Diego, we met a couple leading the way.
Nice to meet you, Robin.
Pleasure.
Hey, Jamie.
Oh, hey, Dwayne.
Jamie Edmonds, a retired firefighter, and his wife, Leslie, a former park ranger, live on a modest suburban block in Mid-City and lead their local Transition Streets group. That's a movement that started in Britain that teaches people how to organize neighborhood groups to work toward sustainability. A member of their group, Gawain Tomlinson, was also visiting. They spoke the new language of renewal to describe how they catch all sink, bath, and rainwater to use in their gardens.
We have barrels. We have large tote up in the backyard that we're already using.
How they compost.
And we're using Bokashi method, which uses microbes.
How they deal with waste. Here, the language has been around forever.
If it's yellow, let it mellow.
Yeah.
If it's brown, flush it down.
It can be dizzying to be with the Edmonds. They're putting a food garden in their front yard, bringing in beehives, driving electric cars. But they say start with one thing. Find your water meter. So here we are at the street side by the curb. You're lifting up the cover for your water meter.
You'd be surprised how many people don't even know they have a water meter, let alone how to read it.
All right, let's get down in there. And what do we have?
This little blue triangle here is your leak indicator. This is a very sensitive dial that will spin with a very low amount of water flow. So if you've got everything shut off in your house, or you think you do, and you come out here and that's moving, then you know you probably have something that's running that shouldn't be, or a leak somewhere.
You are incredibly water aware.
Well, I've grown up in a desert. And Leslie was a park ranger for Anza-Borrego Desert State Park. We're very aware that we get 10 inches of rain a year in a good year, and we waste almost all of it.
Talk to me about the roof. I see the solar panels back there. You have a roof that collects rain as well?
Yeah. I just had that white rubber roof put on last month. And we had a little rainstorm here about 2 weeks ago now. And I caught 600 gallons of water without even a proper system installed, just running around like a madman in the rain and moving barrels. And so, you know, I've got enough to get me in through at least portion of the summertime and cut my usage to keep the plants alive, because we're also going to be adding a lot more food. One of the modules, the five modules of the Transition Streets, are energy, water, food, transportation, and waste. How do you make each of those areas more resilient, more sustainable, do it cheaper?
So now... To East Coast ears, we do not put food in our front yards because that's also where salt and chemicals kick up from the street. Mm. And so you don't put your food in the front yard, but you're saying you would do it here.
Absolutely. And we want it to be available to people who want to come up and pick it. We don't care. We're going to put fruit trees out here.
Really?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
It's part of the gift economy. You create abundance and you can do it cheaply. You can afford to give it away.
What else are you thinking about here? You want to plant the food. What else are you thinking about?
So this will be the food forest, and then we're also putting a little conversation pit out here in the front yard. I added a couple little pieces of tile there, and we're going to put a couple benches here and some solar-powered USB charging stations here and maybe a little reading rack, and we've extended the Wi-Fi out to hit the sidewalk. So
free libraries.
A little free library.
And some benches under the shade, and everybody walks their dog up and down the sidewalk here, and now they've got a place to stop and sit and check their email, charge their phone, chat, learn about what we're doing here, pick a piece of fruit.
We'll have pictures of all this. We'll put them at hereandnow.org. But it's this beautiful little tiled area. You know, there's some people who would say, those tiles are going to be gone. You know, these beautiful tiles you put in front of your house to have this little sitting area. You have a lot of trust.
Well, I've got two benches that I will bolt them down.
Yeah. Just to, not that much trust.
Just to make sure that, you know, trust but verify.
All right, let's go see the backyard. We walk down the side of the house past rain barrels catching roof water, turn the corner to see a backyard packed with projects, a children's play area, a wooden platform with a huge bin of water on it, raised beds of plants, a butterfly garden, water paraphernalia everywhere, a chicken coop, and what's that way in the back? Some big metal contraption. This looks like Don Quixote's yard.
It does. So that platform there is for the bees, because the city of San Diego changed the code a while back. You can have goats, you can have bees, you can have chickens, but it requires a 6-foot fence around it or to be 8 feet off the ground, because the bees come and go horizontally and they don't want them flying into people's faces. Yeah. So I built that platform for the beehive, which is going to be on the other side of that IBC tote there. It's a 1,000-liter, 270-gallon tote.
Again, we'll have pictures, but so you've got this ladder up to this platform. Eventually the bees will be there, but right now you've got this huge, big square container thing.
It's called an IBC tote, International Bulking Container. It's what they ship stuff all over the world in container ships in that are in liquid form.
So you've got some hosing coming down from that, and it's right. Gravity that's
exactly.
Bringing it.
Yeah. Exactly. And we have on the back a hose coming out with a splitter, so I can hook up two different hoses and water different parts of the yard with that water.
Yeah. Okay. And chickens for the eggs?
Mm-hmm. And the entertainment. And I've also got a reverse osmosis water filter in the house, which filters the city water. But the backflush on the filter medium wastes about 3 to as much as 20 gallons of water for every gallon of drinking water that you get, which is, if you're not catching that, is incredibly inefficient and wasteful. So I have another barrel on the other side of the house there, and the discharge that would normally go right down the drain goes into that barrel. And then I use a solar panel and a little 12-volt DC pump to pump it from there up into the barrels for the food that's in the ground.
You know, what do you say to people who say, you've already lost me? I can't, there's too much thinking involved.
Well, that's the other reason for doing the program in community. So during the course of the 7 meetings that you have, you can help each other out and educate them on this is how it works. In talking to your neighbors and going, hey, you know, that pepper tree has allelopathic things in the leaf litter that keep anything from growing underneath it. That's why you can't grow your garden underneath your pepper tree. He had no idea. It's like the internet now. We're able to find stuff and share information, and then everybody gets a little smarter and a little more resilient, a little more independent. And, you know, we're going to need to coming up here pretty soon, because it's not going to stay as convenient as it is right now.
Well, and you're not, just to be clear, let's go over and meet your chickens here. You and Leslie Gwaine, you're not end-of-worlders, are you? We're in a drought here, so it doesn't feel as if you're being extreme in saying that pretty soon you're going to have to, it's going to get more difficult.
We're definitely in an unsustainable pattern. As a firefighter, I'm expected to be prepared to deal with all these various things. And in all the research that I'm doing on peak oil and the amount of resources that we, especially in the West, are gobbling up, not to mention climate change, not to mention carbon dioxide levels in the atmosphere and ocean level rise and everything else, there's a dozen pointers you could point to. And yet population is still on the rise, and we're already consuming 2.5 Earths worth of resources for the way we're living right now. Suburbia, as we've known it, is not going to survive. You're going to have to be able to live more sustainably and more resilient. I'm not stockpiling ammunition and canned goods and stuff like that, but it doesn't do me any good to have my family provided for if everybody around me is starving.
I would say that rather than end of worlders, we're beginning of worlders. I would turn it upside down, because I think what we're looking at is how do we start neighbor to neighbor, like the transition program, and build from the ground up a different kind of community where people are working sustainably, they're working for and with each other, and taking care of each other, and taking care of then, by extension, society as it fans out. So I would say beginning of worlders.
Okay. Let's go look at these chickens.
This was the original Don Quixote, probably is accurate. I think more like the Joad family chicken yard right now. But I'll show you the new one, though. This is a...
Leslie just went in with the chickens, so we'll go over here.
She's going to go get you some fresh eggs.
Oh, my gosh. I'm going to make them.
So this is the...
It's sort of like a geodesic dome.
It's exactly like a geodesic dome, actually. This is the... Leslie doesn't like it. I call it the Buckminster Cathedral. Buckminster Fuller Cathedral, Buck chickens.
Buck, get it?
Get it? Yeah.
Gwaine, let me ask you, are you this far along?
I am not as far along, but I have been an early adopter. Long ago, I stopped irrigating all of my yard. since joining Transition Streets, I've started capturing water from the showers. That keeps my herb garden going. Just with captured water, my mint is lush and green all the time.
Well, and what does it mean to you to have, that there's somebody else doing this?
It gives you a hopeful feeling that the grassroots movement can work. The political structure in this country tends to ignore the problem as much as possible. At a grassroots level, people can make a difference.